But Matsia Perkdalad Mishnah Base. Ketzad. Moshe Chemenu Peris Velo Nosan Lo Mos. If he took Peris but didn't give the money, Enu Yochol Lachserbo. They can't go back because the item was taken, and that's what completes the Kinyan. Nosan Lo Mos. Velo Moshe Chemenu Peris, but if he gave money but he didn't take the fruits, Yochol Lachserbo. Here they can go back and renege. That's because Mos is not Konos. Money is not Kona. Aval Omru, Mishapar me Anshe Dor HaMabul, Midor HaFlogo, he that paid back, meaning the Ribon Shalom, from the Anshe Dor HaMagul and the Dor HaFlogo, and the Rav has also from Anshe Stom and Amora, and also from Mitzrayim that were destroyed by the Yam, who also Liparo, Mimi She'enu Oimed Bidiburo. He also will pay back one that doesn't stand by his words, and the Rav adds and then returns the money. Not somebody that agrees to a sale. That's a different story. If a person goes back after he agrees to a sale, he's not over Misha Para. But if a person actually gives money and then reneges, then he's over Misha Para. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Shakesef Biyado, Yado Al Hal Yonah. Rabbi Shimon, though, says that anybody that has the money in his hands, which is the seller, because the buyer gives the seller money, Yado Al Hal Yonah, he has the upper hand. Now, what's this din that money doesn't work? Why doesn't money work? So the Rav says, Min HaTorah money works because it's learned out from Hektish. The Torah says, V'nosan HaKesef V'kamlo. So therefore, why do Chazal say that only Meshichas Kona not Mos? So the Gzeir is that if we said money would be Kona, so now the item is sitting by the Mochas Rishus, but he didn't give it yet to the buyer. The buyer paid him for it. And if we said that it was already the buyer's, once the seller took the money, then the item that's in the seller's, let's say, house, and the house burns down, the seller's not going to be matriach to go get it. Why? Because it's the buyer's. He doesn't care. Now, if though, and here's what the Rav says, if the item could be his, and it goes up in value, now the seller's going to try to save it. Because now if we have a din, that it's not automatically the buyer's, it could be yours, the seller, it could still be yours, you can still renege on it, the seller's going to try to save it. Now, why don't we just say simply, the seller's going to try to save it because it's his. Why'd the Rav have to say that? The seller's going to try to save it because the sale didn't happen yet. So he's going to lose out. Why does the Rav have to say? Because the value may go up. So Teretz is, the Rishonim learned, the Mordechai, the Baal Meor, that if the physical item is no longer around when money is paid for it, then money is Kona. When we say money's not Kona if the item is around. If the item is around, everybody can renege, therefore it's not Kona. But if the item is actually gone, that the chum were not ma'akar the din of money not being kona. And therefore, when the guy sees, the seller sees the item burning, he's really not going to care to save it because once it burns, it's the buyer's because it's no longer in the world, the item. The buyer bought it with money. But once Chazal, though, said that Moses and Konos and both sides can renege, the seller is going to try to save it if the item went up in value, because he's going to say, wait a second, the item went up in value, he gave me money, I'm going to try to save it and renege on it. That's why they said money is not Kona, just Meshicha. But Rabbi Shimon, he says the whole point is to incentivize the seller to save it, so only he should be able to cancel the sale. Why make it that the buyer should be able to cancel the sale? Because if this is the whole fear in such a situation where there's a fire, the buyer in canceling the sale has no relevance. This is why Tosfos Yontif and Tiferes Yisrael learns, the Rav has a different mahalach on this, but let's just go with that just because it's simpler.